This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victor. The music, it was perfect, Richie. Thank you.
You like that?
My mouth fell apart when I got to Victoria. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington today. As Kara went camping, I think.
She went camping, yeah.
All right, so let's see what we have for you. I'm going to talk about how to best celebrate the 4th of July, which is this week. It's the most vacationed week of the year. Meanwhile, Jennifer has the listing from, what was it, how many people? 15 million. I'm looking at the ratings from the debates last week, and I think it was about...
That was just 15. The first night. I think the second night was a little higher than that. Because remember, they had to divide these debates into two nights. 10 one night, 10 the next. And the next round of debates will be coming up at the end of this month, and they'll also have two nights. So even though there will be a smaller candidate pool, because it's going to be even harder to qualify for the next round of debates, they are still going to have two nights. The DNC has set up rules. So it was, to qualify for the first debate, you needed either three polls that showed you at 1% or more support, or you needed 60,000 individual donors. Now those numbers go up to 120,000 individual donors from, I think, 20 different states, maybe more than that at this point. And then you have to have 2% support in three nationally recognized polls if you want to make the debate stage at the end of the month. So they keep upping the ante a bit to try to push some of the lower-end people out.
Is the high priestess going to make it to the next one? I don't know.
The high Marianne priestess Williamson? You know
the
what?
Crystal She's lady.
I read an article over the weekend about how Republicans are donating to her because they like her and they think she's amusing. And so Republicans are actually propping up her campaign.
Yeah. You know, that's really something where you push my button. I'm sort of surprised that you are, Victoria, because you have some of the same beliefs. Never mind, here you go. That's another wise ass comment. Marianne Williamson is different because she has displayed in the past an ability to be more than sophomoric in her philosophy of life.
Really, though? That's fine. I don't know anything about her, but that's fine in the spiritual realm. But her answer was, how are you going to defeat Trump with love? I mean, come on.
What's wrong with that philosophy? Why wouldn't you want...
Because I'd like a little more of a plan.
Isn't it a shame...
I'd like a policy.
Yeah, well, most of them up there didn't have any policy. She's not the only one. They're all full of themselves and full of BS.
Yeah, that Yang guy said he wants to give everybody $1,000 a month.
Yeah, right. Give me that. Come on. Give me my check.
Yeah, well, so he's
right,
out.
Well, because you're going to give his money.
There's a new poll out. Sad news, Dougie. Marianne Williamson not in the top.
I'm not surprised. I would never vote for her. But to discount her because she's different,
I didn't
part
discount
of the
her
problem.
Because she's different. I discounted her because her answer was stupid.
Oh, I will, I'll admit it, and I won't back off of it. She's a quack.
Well, then I'm a quack because I have a lot of.
And I wouldn't vote for you either. So it's all good.
Perfect. All right, so there's the first poll that has come out since the Democrats all debated last week.
Taking us 5 minutes to get to this?
But. Yeah, it's from Morning Consult, and they went after just Democratic primary voters, so there were no Republicans or no independents. These are Democratic primary voters, and it was taken immediately after the second debate. What's interesting here is that the winner of the first debate doesn't even show up, and so that makes you wonder, because the second debate's the last thing everybody remembers.
Who's taking these polls? Who's
Morning Consult.
Who were they? I never heard of them.
Didn't Elizabeth Warren win the first night? Wasn't
they're
that
famous for what?
Well, I think a lot of people thought Julian Castro actually won the first night, and he was not.
Are
even
they who are these people? The Morning Consult. Who are they? Are they pollsters Gallup?
Yeah, they do a ton of polling, a ton around presidential. Yeah, no,
they're Democrats or Republicans or both sides.
Republicans too. Yeah, they do a lot of everything. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So who
now
won, actually?
Okay, I just want to make sure we're good. I just want to make sure everything was out of the way.
Yeah, you can keep going.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
God, poor
coming
Jen.
In first, but down 5 points, is Joe Biden. So he's still in first place, but he lost 5 points with his debate performance.
Five points from the first night?
Before the debate started, right. So this is in comparison to the one that was taken the week before the debate. Joe Biden is at 33% support, which is still really good, but he's down 5 points. Bernie Sanders, unchanged, in second place with 19% of the vote. This is where Kamala Harris did herself a whole lot of good in the debate on the second night. She's actually up 6 points, tied for third with Elizabeth Warren, who both have 12% of the vote. Pete Buttigieg lost a percent. He's at fifth with 6%. Cory Booker stays the same at 3% in sixth place. And then this is kind of interesting. In seventh, Beto O'Rourke, who's down 2 percentage points, is tied with Andrew Yang, who sits at 2%. I think that's maybe the biggest surprise. I knew that Kamala would get a bump from these debates, but Andrew Yang sitting at seventh, tied with Beto O'Rourke.
What happened to that woman from Hawaii? Where'd she end up?
Beating out Tulsi Gabbard, beating out Kirsten Gillibrand. Andrew Yang is in there. None of them are even showing.
That's $1,000 a month, probably.
That's right? Exactly right.
And it's the one thing people remembered.
And what's also interesting is the governor of, Montana, Steve Bullock, is at 1%, and he is in ninth place. So that's kind of interesting, the way that this has shuffled people around. I thought you'd see more from Tulsi Gabbard. I thought you'd see more from Julian Castro. But those people are still sitting very low on the list at 1% support, almost out of it at this point at the 0% mark. Michael Bennett, John Hickenlooper, Jay Inslee, Eric Swalwell, and Marianne Williamson all getting 0% after that debate.
Where's Ying?
I just said Yang. You mean Andrew Yang? He's at 7%. He's at 7.
I want to know where Yang is there, but where's Ying?
Where is Kirsten Gillibrand?
In the cellar. She's at 1%.
Yeah.
She is tied.
Did she get a bump at all?
Yeah, I got
thanks
it.
For
Ying Yang.
We all got it.
She just wanted to dismiss
it. Yeah, it wasn't funny.
I got it. I was like, Ying Yang, and then I understand. I'm surprised that we didn't see more of a bump from Julian.
You know what? I'm surprised there isn't. The Trump's not in there somewhere. The Democrats voted for Trump, right?
You get a few, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I don't like this poll. Let's find somebody else.
Last question. So you said the next debate is what, at the end of this month?
I think it's the 30th and the 31st, if I'm not.
And then when is the actual primary vote?
It depends. It depends on where you are in what state. So the early voting states
February.
Are going to be the earliest you'll get anybody voting is March. But March. Absentee, you'd start voting. The ballots will go out in February.
You sure it is in the poll? It is in February in New Hampshire and Iowa?
You might have Iowa. You might have Iowa towards the end of the month, but it's not early. It's either the end of February, or the beginning of March, and then you've got California, which is now going to be playing a big role in the primaries. We used to be in June. We're going to be early voting in March. New Hampshire,
everybody
South
should
Carolina.
Vote on the same day. This is a damnable, ridiculous outrage that all these primaries don't take place on the same day. As with a regular election, what do we have? That's why we need a constitutional convention, one of the many reasons we need to, so that the primaries are all done on the same day. This spreading them out, A, isn't fair, and B, is kind of a ridiculous play on everybody's interest. I think
states
it's fascinating.
States can vote on that now. You don't need a constitutional convention. You can move your election date. It's just it would be up to the states to take
together.
The initiative.
16 past the hour. In a moment, 4th of July, the focus here on the DJV program.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy.
All right, so for the 4th of July this week, there are the usual fireworks and parades and celebrations. Everything's closed. It's quieter on the 4th of July than any other holiday other than Christmas. And so is that good? Is it fun? Is it cool? The stores, most of the stores, I don't know. Is there a policy? Are there still stores open on the 4th of July? There probably are, right?
I'm sure.
The department
are,
stores?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or limited hours or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just at Home Depot yesterday, and they said 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah. All right. So what are we doing? What's Richie doing for the 4th of July?
Crabs.
Crabs.
Crabs in the backyard.
Really? And how's that helping celebrate the birth of our country?
It tastes good.
Really? Are you celebrating soldiers or anything? Is anybody going to think about
it? I'm going to invite some
really?
Soldiers. Yes.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of my neighbors.
That'd be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Soldiers now or soldiers then?
They are all retired.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I think that we need to maybe pay a little bit of attention to soldiers that are in uniform now. Jennifer, what are you doing for the 4th of July?
Might be out of town. If I'm in town, though, my neighborhood has, or my community has, a 4th of July parade that I haven't gone to since I was probably 7 years old. So I'm thinking that I might actually check it out. I might put on that old American flag shirt of mine and head out and watch everybody on the
You're one of those, too. I have a T-shirt with the American flag on it.
Yeah.
That I wear.
Wear it.
Yeah. I do wear mine every 4th of July. It's predictable that I am going to have that on, at least for a little bit. I'll be on the tractor, I'm sure. But it's, you know, it's a good day for thinking. I think there's a reason for all of us thinking a little more, I don't know, just thinking. Getting into a place where you realize what the country's all about, where it came from, who put it together, those sorts of things. Victoria, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'll be here with you.
So. Wow, that's only until 9 o'clock. Then what are you going to do? Take a nap? Have a beer?
I don't drink beer.
No, that's
I don't know.
Right. I'll have hers.
But, yeah, I know you will, Reggie. So what's the earliest you start drinking, Rich, on the 4th of July?
No, those days are gone.
You have breakfast wine, don't you?
Right, yeah. 2-3 o'clock. That would be the
2 or 3 o'clock, really?
Yeah.
All right. A cold one?
That restraint.
Yeah, I know. Right. So, Victoria, are you drinking anything on the 4th of July?
No, it's a school night. I got to get up and work again the next morning. So
work? Oh, that's work.
We're live, remember?
That's right. Live on the 4th of July. This is the DJV program. It's 21 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Money for a couple of Mississippi Blues Trail markers that commemorate the plane crash in 1977 that killed three members of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, along with their road manager and a couple of pilots. The markers will be unveiled this October, one near the crash site in Gillsburg and the other at Southwest Mississippi Regional Medical Center in Macomb, where the survivors were treated. Mike Roundsville, Lynyrd Skynyrd fan from Northern Mississippi, raising money. And a GoFundMe page had reached about 10 grand last week. Southwest Mississippi Regional Medical Center Foundation is also collecting donations. Lynyrd Skynyrd was founded in Florida, known for hits like Sweet Home Alabama, heard that, Free Bird. What do you think? There's a band that's, I mean, still called Lynyrd Skynyrd. Touring Europe, U.S. this year. I don't know if they have the same. Who's in it? Anybody that we know?
The original right? singer's yeah. brother took over.
Right.
I forget the names of everybody. Rich probably knows.
There's still a couple of founding members, but yeah, pretty much. Yeah. If they didn't die, they're retired.
So the right. I don't understand.
The Van Zandt brothers are kind
right.
Of
that's right. They're from Florida, so why is their biggest song about Alabama?
It was a response to Neil Young's Southern Man song.
Right.
So that's where it says, Mr. Neil, we don't need you around anyhow, or Mr. Young, we don't need you around anyhow. He was yeah. Southern Man, basically talking about how stupid Southern guys are. So they responded, and it was a huge hit.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's just weird that I always thought it was weird that they're from Florida and they picked a different state to sing about.
How would it sound? Sweet home Florida.
Right, yeah. Just didn't work.
Need another syllable there, Victoria. It's the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Richie, now focusing on the music of North Mississippi. The North Mississippi All-Stars, a new album. What are you going to do? Bad English. Their take on the old gospel song, originally found on the Stable Singers 1965 album Freedom Highway. And that sounds like Mavis to me.
It is.
But she's singing it with the North Mississippi All-Stars.
That's correct.
Special guest on this album. First single from the All-Stars' new studio album, Up and Rolling, released in October, this coming October. In addition to Mavis Staples, who's on the album, the new album also features appearances by Jason Isbell, Dwayne Betts, and Cedric Burnside. No relation to Cedric the Entertainer, I'm guessing. The band will launch an extensive fall tour in support of Up and Rolling on release day, which is October the 4th in Portland, concluding the tour through November 16th up in upstate New York. The band next performs in Charlotte, North Carolina on July 4th. So you're wondering what to do. You go to Charlotte and watch the North Mississippi All-Stars. I don't know much about them.
Great band. Really good.
You like them?
Yeah.
They've been around a long time, right?
They sure have. Yeah, I've seen them a bunch of times at Jazz Fest and around. So just good old kind of...
Why didn't you go to Jazz Fest this year?
I had a couple of trips. I had to go right around that time. But more than anything, we completed our 20 years, me and my two friends. We did 20 years in a row.
Yeah.
And it was just time to take a year off. So we'll see what we do this year.
Are you going to go back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whether we go back every year or not, I don't know. It's getting too big. It's getting too commercial. I want to go see North Mississippi All-Stars. I don't care about seeing the Eagles, or even though I love the Eagles or the Rolling Stones. When they charge you an extra $185 to go see a show, the Rolling Stones, I'm not interested.
I want to see the North Mississippi after the hour. All right.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. It'll be special.
President Trump gears up for the big Independence Day celebration Thursday in Washington, D.C.
And I hope a lot of people come, and it's going to be about this country, and it's a salute to America.
The president outlining the plan as he speaks with reporters after a bill signing in the Oval Office.
I'm going to be here, and I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to have planes going overhead, the best best fighter jets in the world and other planes, too.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high. The Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717. The NASDAQ up almost 85 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara is on a little vacay day, but we're graced with the presence of one R. McFadden.
Oh.
Let's see. A, it's M-A-C-F-A-D-D.
No,
it's M-C. What's the matter with me?
Thank you.
He's not Scottish, he's
That's
Irish.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So right.
Get it right, Victoria's. Them's fighting words for Victoria.
That's fighting All right. words for McFadden, too.
Exactly. All right, a big settlement for guests at a motel. We'll talk about that after we find out what happened at the Notre Dame Cathedral, Victoria.
Well, the basically prosecutors in France have said that the fire may have been caused by an electrical malfunction or a cigarette. They're not sure. No. But the investigation is closed now. They found no evidence that the fire was started intentionally, which I think is kind of the biggest question that people had. They interviewed over 100 witnesses, and so now prosecutors are reviewing all of the evidence that they've put together, and they do say that they can rule out anything that is intentional. However, it looks like just negligence may have been what happened. They said they're going to be opening a judicial investigation next, and the statement from the prosecutor said that the judicial investigation will be conducted on the grounds of involuntary damage by fire due to a manifestly deliberate breach of a duty of care or safety imposed by law or regulation. So that's the fancy way of saying negligence. And so, unfortunately, the cathedral will take years.
Uh-huh.
The cathedral will take years to be rebuilt, and it will obviously never be rebuilt in the same way. But they're using a lot of technology, drone footage, and of how the cathedral looked before the fire, and 3D printing, and all kinds of imaging. It's really kind of interesting how technology will play such a huge role in rebuilding this really remarkable monument that's one of the most toured places in all of in Paris. So,
yep.
Sad.
Yep, it is kind of sad, in a manner of speaking. All right, so the whole business about what's going on with Motel 6, you heard this story?
No. No, Motel not that I 6. Frequent Motel 6s, but...
No. Well, you know, they're very prevalent still in advertising. I'll leave the light on for you. They've agreed to pay $10 million to settle a class action lawsuit over claims that they routinely provide guest lists from properties around the country, but more specifically in Arizona, California, New Mexico, to ICE. Documents were over the weekend revealed. So the settlement outlined in court papers, Motel 6 has to abide by a 3-year consent decree to not give information to immigration authorities without a warrant or a subpoena. The previous settlement over some of the hotels in Arizona reached by both sides was rejected last year by a federal judge, said it didn't go far enough in making sure the plaintiffs, any of whom may be in the country illegally, would be found and compensated. So how do these things start? The other side of it is, do they need to get a warrant to get the information?
Is the only way you know that ICE was given your info is because they knock on your door and arrest you? So are these people who have been arrested, or did someone find out along the way that this information had
somebody
been
found out along
sent?
The way. Yeah, somebody okay. found out along the way. I just, this whole thing makes me sick, frankly. I'm so tired of all of the one-sidedness to these stories, because that's what it is. And the whether you're a Democrat or Republican, listen to the Democrats fawn over all this stuff, and we want to, you know, stop sending the children home and all that other stuff. You know, that may be a part of this, but it's not the largest part of it. And I think some of it gets covered up by the passion or the whatever political, all these Kamala Harris and her, whoa, those poor little babies.
Wow, that's...
bothers me. No, you know what? Wow, nothing. These people that are coming here illegally that are not willing to go through the process that your father did and many other people who came into this country the right way, I don't have any spot in my heart for them. I don't.
There are people
here,
who are doing it the right way who are still being mistreated and sent.
Well, those, I don't know about that. If that's the case,
they are. These are not people who. There are people who are in the detention centers. There are people who have voluntarily found a Border Patrol officer to say, "Hey, I'm here with my family," or whatever. So that's a gross generalization to just say that it's either black or white. It's totally not. It's totally not. That's part of the problem.
I'd like to know what the percentages are of what people are here. I mean, how are we defining it? They deserve to be here. Is that they're trying? They've applied and they're going. Well, why do they have to be in these cases?
Yeah,
if
you can apply for
legally?
Asylum. Yeah, you can apply for.
And
if you want to come
and
to
those
this
families
country,
are being mistreated.
Well, I think I don't know about that. I think that the people who apply for legal status here and who do it the right way are put on a list, and some people are allowed in every single year. They cap that amount. And then you also have the people who are applying for asylum, which you can do in your home country. But many people who are close to our country choose not to, and they just trudge their way to the border. And they may have legitimate asylum claims. But under United Nations rule, they should be applying for those asylum claims in the country that's safest and closest to them, which is Mexico.
Yeah, right.
And many of them just continue up to the United States to try to get asylum here because they think it's better circumstances. The people, I think, by and large,
hasn't really done much.
By and large, the people who are in the detainment centers, I'm sure there are probably examples. Victoria's probably right. There are probably some. There's always some exception to the rule. But by and large, these are people who have been coming across the border. They've been using children to try to gain entry into the country. There are all sorts of people who are in these centers who may be bad people. They may be good people. They may be in between
people.
It's a mixed
bag.
That's
what
they
did. It's not black and white.
But they still came in and broke the rule of the country by coming in here illegally. And that's why they're in those centers waiting for their... waiting to get it sorted out.
But also, the people who are doing it the right way are also being held in those detention centers, too. There's a mix. There is a mix.
Why?
My friend, I don't know why. I didn't create the system, but I'm saying there is a mix. A friend of mine who's doing pro bono work for her law firm down on the border, she has a bunch of families from Guatemala who are there. They're still separated. They've done all the paperwork the right way, and they're still separated in detention centers.
But see, what happened is with those people, I would guess, is that they came into the country illegally. They got caught, and then they said, "Well, we are
no." She actually no. The people that she's representing actually they did it the right way. They went and sought out Border Patrol people to start the process. They didn't
at
just
a point
just
at
jump
a legal
through
point
a river.
Of entry. Because
at legal points of entry, yes, that's what she's representing.
It doesn't seem. I mean, they're given an asylum date. If they can't seek asylum, well, if they can't wait it out in Mexico, which is what everybody is doing now, they're waiting out their court dates in Mexico. The old system was that you came here, you were given a court date. If they couldn't give you an immediate court date, and it's backed up by like 800,000 cases, then they let you go into the population, and then more than half of those people never came back again. So now many of them are waiting it out in Mexico, which is why Mexico's creating places for them to go work, because they need to do something for all those years they're going to be waiting to try to get through the courts, because no one will vote to add more judges to the immigration court.
All right, so there's a spirited discussion of it. Yeah, that was good. Thank you, ladies. I'm not sure where I am. My position is still more or less the same. I guess you listen to some of the... you know what? I'm so tired of talking about this. I want a break. And so it's 44 past the hour. Coming up, what Governor Ron DeSantis did to allow felons to regain their voting rights after this.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. Stock is updated regularly, so you never know what kind of treasures you'll find. And now through the end of July, save big on everything for your home or office. Mention promo code 18OFF and get 18% off your entire purchase on anything in the store. Summer savings are here. Sofa and chair sets from $299.99, cast chairs from $29.99, five-piece dining sets from $199.99, and more. Go to courtfurnitureoutlet.com today.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously, because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you have kids, you know how they're glued to their devices. So if your family is hooked on screen time, why not check out Fam Club? It's an app designed to bring your family together. Jason Bailey is a father of two teens and CEO of Fam Club.
So Fam Club is an app that allows families to set goals for each other. We don't like to call them chores, but for sake of purpose here in the interview, we'll talk about, you know, their chores, right? Tell your kids, you've got to make your bed every day. You've got to do your homework every night. And so you set these goals for your kids. The kids are allowed to set goals, or a goal at least, for mom or dad. You know, play ball with me or help me with my homework once a week. You know, it's an app that aims to use household chores and activities to bring families together.
Fam Club is available for both iOS and Android devices.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour now in the DJV program. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida has signed a bill that allows felons who have served their time to get back their voting rights. They have to pay whatever fines remain against them. And then the whatever restitution agreements they have, provision that felons have to pay their fines for qualifying to vote drew criticism from the ACLU. Really? I thought felons were not allowed to vote. Wasn't go back to the days of G. Gordon Liddy, Richie. He was a felon. He couldn't vote.
Yep.
So why?
I think it's nonviolent crimes, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I think there are some stipulations in there.
Really? The organizing the ACLU filed a lawsuit that alleges the new law will deprive citizens of their right to vote and disproportionately affect those who aren't wealthy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because if they can't, because if they get fined, they're saying that you have to pay up before you can get your voting rights back. And so if someone gets out of jail, and you know, we know how hard it is for felons to even find housing. We've seen, you know, Kim Kardashian even tried to pay for one of the former felons.
He can't find a house?
And he can't find an apartment to rent. No one will rent to him. And obviously, buying a house when you come out of prison, that's not really an option. So that's what they're saying, that it's kind of stacking the deck against them. Because of money, and so that's
something
what
to
that
think about before
is.
You commit a felony, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, but who thinks about that before they do commit a felony? Yeah, you'd like to think people were thinking that. It's very hard. It's very most of the deterrence that's done in terms of what happens to you after you commit a crime doesn't have any impact at all on most criminals. Doesn't the presence of Chuck Schumer? He's never seen a camera or a microphone that he didn't fall immediately in love with. He has called for a probe into what's going on in the Dominica with all of the deaths down there. He says that we should double our efforts to investigate the
deaths. Just one quick thing. It's not Dominica. That's a separate island. It's the Dominican Republic. They're two different islands. You've been saying Dominica, and that's a totally wrong island.
I have been. That's correct. Yes. Yeah. Glad you corrected me, Victoria, because I probably wouldn't have slept tonight. They're next to each other.
I know. Well, these, you know, important things, details.
Yes, they're details, really. You think, well, never mind. Dominican Republic says that they found the person responsible for the shoot-up that took Ortiz Big Papi down. And, Richie, you said you didn't think that it's such a small island, everybody knew it was him, so there's something else going on here? Or who said that?
That's what Lewis said. My husband said that.
Oh, your husband said that. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So. But Chuck Schumer once saw the investigations into the deaths of Americans. That's what he's pushing for.
Right. I know. He's a great American.
Get ATF involved.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not today.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Money pit time. Money pit.
Money pit.
There we go. The Money Pit, Home Solutions on the air. Tom Kreidler is the co-host of this nationally syndicated program on every weekend around the country. They have a great website, a newsletter, all kinds of things that will be very helpful for you if you're doing your jobs around the house. Seems to me I had a question. Did I ask you a question last week? No, you weren't.
Oh, you asked me questions all. No, I was here last week.
You were.
We always have questions.
Well, I have to replace when Richie used to be here all the time. He'd take all your time, but now he's only here once in a while.
I might take his time today.
Between the two of you. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I asked you to help me with paint stripper or something, didn't I? But there's something else that happened. Oh, I don't know. There's all kinds of things going on here. They're really unbelievable. The number of projects. I bet I have a dozen projects going on between the house and the barn.
Yeah, me too. I spent the weekend putting a floor down in the garage.
Really? Pretty exciting.
We used a tile.
Tell us that story, because you were telling us just before you went on, you don't have to use any glue.
Yeah, I want to do
how you hold tile down.
Yeah, I used a product called Loctile. It's like a 20 by 20 inch tile, and it has sort of a puzzle edge on it. So they lock together. You can choose different tiles, different colors, create patterns. And I have a garage that's 20 by 30 because I use it for a workshop, a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the other option was to sand down the old concrete or grind down the old concrete floor, the slab, and put an epoxy coat on it. But this, I thought, was much more attractive and pretty easy to put down and came out great. Of course, the problem with a project like that, Doug, is you've got to empty out your whole space to start.
Yeah, right. You've got
to
clean out the garage.
Yeah, clean it out.
Get the dumpster.
So always comes with a twofer, you know.
That's right. Exactly. We invite people who are listening to this program to send in their questions to Tom at moneypit.com. Ken, who lives in Poughkeepsie, has two sliding glass doors that open onto his deck. Mm-hmm. Both are dragging badly, and one is drafty. So he wants to know how to repair them, or do we dump them and put up a new one? What's the story?
Yeah. Well, the dragging part of it is because the rollers on the bottom, first of all, they may be off the track, but if they are on the track, you have to find the adjustment for the roller height, and it's usually on the bottom of the door. Sometimes it's covered by like a dust plug that you have to pull out first, and then you stick like an Allen wrench key in there, and if you turn it, you can raise and lower the rollers. And so if you raise them to pick the door up higher off the track, that should hopefully stop the dragging. In terms of the draftiness, you know, look, if it's an old door, it's really hard to get them to be airtight or at least somewhat draft resistant. And to your point, a really good reason to put in a replacement sliding door. Now, here's something
The rollers get flat.
Yeah, they wear out,
right?
Yeah. But here's something interesting about the replacement doors. You have to make sure that you pay careful attention to the height of the door that you're replacing it with, because new construction sliding doors are about an inch to an inch and a half taller than ones that are designed for remodel. And, man, that inch makes a big difference. If your door is too tall, then you've got to cut the header, and that's a big pain in the neck. So, anyway, it's a good project as well for a weekend.
Our listener, Catherine, who lives in California, has a concrete patio that's in bad shape. It's solid, but surface is rough and has cracks. So how do we resurface it? What do you think makes it better?
There's actually two options for you, Catherine. One is, if you do want to resurface the concrete, you can do this with walks and driveways. There's a product called ReCap that's out from Quikrete, and it's designed to give you a new surface on that concrete. It trowels on very easily or flows on very easily. You can put a broom surface on it, which means you get a little bit of a texture to it, and it will stick to that concrete.
Is it hard, though, Tom? Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
See, the difference, when you use these recap product like ReCap, the secret is it's designed to adhere that old surface. If you use anything else, it's going to chip off.
Asphalt as well as other
concrete. No. This is just for concrete.
Just for concrete. Yeah.
Now, there's another option, Doug, that I saw recently, and there's a new type of paver brick out. It's from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And the difference is with these Milano pavers, they're designed to go over old concrete slabs. And I think it's brilliant because these pavers are about half the thickness of a standard paver brick. And so they're essentially designed to sort of resurface those old, nasty-looking concrete patios. What you do is you put it down across the entire patio, and then for the outside perimeter, like the first couple of courses, those you actually glue down to the old patio with a special adhesive, and that sort of locks in the edge. Then everything else floats, and then you put paver sand across it just like you would any other paver patio.
I have some places in the barn, going out of the barn, that have asphalt and concrete, but I'm wondering about that, which you just suggested. Is it able to take the wear and tear of horses walking over it?
You know, it's a paver brick. It's pretty darn durable, but I don't know about cleaning it, you know, with the horses back and forth, how much work that would be. I don't think it's designed necessarily for that particular use.
I need
on a patio,
you know. How many horses have you got on your patio?
Exactly.
Okay. Tommy Decay, check out moneypit.com for the Home Improvement Show info and their newsletter.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.